Crossing the road is not that difficult, but things are different in one of the most populated cities in the world, Cairo. There, crossing the road is a challenge, but if you're a person with a disability, it's mission impossible. You're listening to The Color of Innovation, a podcast on innovation brought to you by the United Nations Development Program. Innovation for Development is about disrupting the way things work, or don't, and using creative approaches for solving difficult problems that people experience every day. This show brings to you inspiring stories of innovation from across the Arab states. In each episode, UNDP introduces social innovators, sharing their inspiration and their ideas, their passions, and their projects for changing the world. I'm Reem Al-Khatib from Salt Podcasting, presenting to you a story of how social innovation camps can help young entrepreneurs like Abd Al-Munim from Egypt develop new solutions to problems faced by their communities.
I want to see things on my own. I want to shop and be able to deal with government papers without anyone helping me. I just want to be a member of society. I don't want to become someone that needs help. I want to be someone who helps, not someone in need of help.
To move around, Abd Al-Munim relies on his wheelchair. In Egypt, this is problematic.
The problem is that there isn't a place able to accommodate someone with a disability, whether it's physical ailment, blindness, or deafness. Whenever we go out into the streets, or to a government building, or anything of the sort, the furthest I can get to is the door. I can't get past that. Supermarkets and pharmacies as well, I'm not able to deal with.
In an effort to find creative solutions to this problem, UNDP hosted a social innovation camp called Design for Inclusive Living. Social innovation camps bring together people with a variety of backgrounds, experiences, and expertise to work together to generate ideas and develop solutions for sustainable development challenges. Their diversity is what helps get to better solutions. As they each bring a unique perspective, they build on each other's ideas. They question and push, and ultimately transform them into a strong solution.
So what we do is innovation camps.
We talk to Gazbia Surur, the Innovation Lab Coordinator with UNDP Egypt, to learn more about their social innovation camps.
So basically, we select a development challenge. That's the first step. So that could be about how to improve the quality of life of persons with disabilities in Egypt, for example. And then after that, we bring together young people with diverse skills. So we bring artists, with engineers, with programmers, people with business skills, and with persons with disabilities. So they work together, they collaborate using human-centered design to develop prototypes for ideas that can help improve their lives. So what I always say is that we are working with persons with disabilities, not designing solutions for persons with disabilities. So it's a very collaborative process.
Since its launch in 2014, the Innovation Lab in UNDP Egypt has organized about a dozen social innovation camps. The camps have reached over 1,000 young people and have supported the development of more than 100 ideas. Let's get back to Abd Al-Munim, who joined UNDP Egypt's Design for Inclusive Living Camp, expecting to contribute to a simple discussion about the rights and needs of people with disabilities. Little did he know that he would also have the opportunity to meet people like tech experts and investors who could help him turn his idea into a reality. During the Design for Inclusive Living Camp, Abd Al-Munim met a computer programmer who would help him turn his idea for improving accessibility in Egypt into reality.
We developed a mobile application called Mobile Ramps. It works in two ways. The first is that it shows the user the locations of existing ramps in Egypt. With this app, people with disabilities can leave their houses in the morning, knowing which roads they could take to avoid any harms or difficulties. The second use of the app is ramp requests. For example, if I'm going to a place without any ramps, I can request a ramp while I'm on the way to my destination. The program then automatically sends a message to whoever is in charge of that place. Right now, we're working on connecting government institutions, private institutions, and charities with this program. This program has become like a network among them.
By bringing together different key players and innovators at the camp, Abd Al-Munim was able to find technical expertise that allowed him to materialize a solution to the problem he was trying to solve. Here is Gazbia again.
Partnerships is really at the core of our innovation lab. So depending on the development challenge, we always make sure that we have a wide range of partnerships in place before we implement it. To take again the example of the Design for Inclusive Living innovation camp that we did, we worked with a fab lab in Egypt, a fabrication lab that do prototyping. So they were helping the participants make a prototype of their ideas. We've also partnered with the Technology Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center in Egypt, which is an accelerator that kind of takes these ideas and gives them support in terms of the technical and business skills and so on. So we really use this model in all our workshops. Sometimes, you know, we bring in private sector to mentor the youth that are participating. And our role as UNDP is facilitating these innovation camps. So we identify the challenge and then we work with them to teach them how to use human-centered design and until they come up with the idea. And then it's all about connecting them to the right people.
Along with his partner, Abdel Munim has moved on to develop and prototype different ideas until their product was ready. He was later able to implement and scale the idea with help from the UNDP and other partners. So far, 50 ramps have been built as part of Abdel Munim's project. Abdel Munim's story is one example of how social innovation camps can contribute to solving communities' problems through collaboration, bringing together innovators from lots of different backgrounds, but who all share a passion for social change, is what leads to better solutions. You've been listening to The Color of Innovation, a UNDP podcast that showcases examples of innovation for development around the Arab states and the world. UNDP supports innovation by introducing new methodologies for doing development differently. We hope these stories leave you feeling inspired and hopeful for our collective future. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow our journey through UNDP's website, undp.org/innovation. That is undp.org/INNOVATION. This show was produced by SALT for UNDP Innovation in the Arab States.